Thank you.
President Obama enjoyed a warm reception during last year's State of the Union address, fresh off his 2012 re-election victory.
There is much progress to report.
But 2013 proved to be a difficult year for the president, primarily because of the rocky launch of his health care law. Mr. Obama hopes to shift the focus this year to narrowing the income gap between the very rich and the middle class.
In other words, we've got to make sure that this recovery leaves nobody behind. And we've got a lot of work to do on that front.
Republicans are expected to continue to hammer away at the president's health care law this year, says Republican strategist Ron Bongean.
It's health care at this point. It's the incompetence going on within the Obama administration and how that's being handled.
Slowing the growth of social welfare programs is also a Republican priority, says House Speaker John Boehner.
Yet the president refuses and Democrats refuse to discuss changes to those programs unless Republicans are willing to raise taxes. We're not going to raise taxes.
Expect President Obama to highlight some encouraging signs in the U.S. economy and the issue of income disparity, says Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution.
How's the economy doing? And that's both jobs and growth and wages. But behind that is the economic inequality and the Two Americas issue.
Second-term presidents often have trouble regaining their political clout, says analyst John Fortier.
Usually presidents see their popularity ebb away a bit. They're often facing a Congress of the other party, or at least part of the Congress. And so the president doesn't have the ability to work his agenda through the Congress as he did at the beginning of his first term.
And Fortier adds that political battles leading up to the November congressional elections are likely to dominate this year.
And the long-term trend in midterm elections is they go against the president. I think the big question for Republicans is, can they get enough seats to win the Senate?
All 435 seats in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives will be at stake this year, along with one-third of the democratically-controlled Senate and 36 state governorships. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.